Our gospel reading today is one of those readings that's difficult. Difficult to understand, difficult to explain. And I can tell you, I wasn't overjoyed when I looked and saw what the reading was for today. Throughout the 2,000 years of our history, people have tried to understand that reading. You know, why would Jesus, first of all, ignore this lady who was obviously very concerned about her daughter? And then, when he does attend to her, why does he seemingly insult her? Like, she was a dog. And it's just so hard to understand what that was all about. Now, unfortunately, Matthew didn't give us any explanation. He just tells us the story. And so we have to kind of try to decipher what is it that's going on here. And perhaps we'll never know for certain until we can gather with the Lord in the kingdom and say, what was that all about? But there's a couple explanations that I want to share with you that I think have merit. One of them is Jesus was testing the woman's faith. In other words, he was pushing her just a little to see if she would deepen her faith. It's kind of like what might happen when a coach really pushes one of his players and even's a little tough on him. He can see if they have what it takes to put forth the effort to become an excellent player. Father Robert Barron, who is from Chicago, teaches in a seminary there, has a very active ministry called Word on Fire on the internet. Also developing a program called Catholicism, which will be released this year. Father Robert Barron tells a story that I found interesting. He said in the Middle Ages, when a young man would want to join a monastery, he would go to the door of the monastery and knock on the door, and they might just ignore him. Or they might tell him to go away, and we're not taking anybody now. And they would let that young man outside the door for days and just see how persistent he really was. And if he stayed there, then eventually they would open up and let him in. They wanted to see if that was just a passing fluke or whether he really had the persistence to stay with it and to be a member of the community. Father Barron suggests that maybe something like that's going on here. Jesus is pushing her faith just a little, but hoping in that process, she deepens her faith. Now that's one explanation. Another one that I really found attractive was comparing what happens there to what happened in the story at Cana in Galilee, the wedding. Remember what happens at that wedding? Mary says to Jesus, they're running out of wine. And what does Jesus say to her? He says, what concern of that is mine? My hour is not yet come. And notice how Mary just ignores him. And she says to the servants, do whatever he tells you. And Jesus gives in. He blesses the water, it turns it into wine. Well, here in this story, Jesus is that me popping? Driving me crazy. I don't know about you. In this story, Jesus ignores the woman. And then She is persistent. She keeps coming back to him. And eventually, he gives in. He gives in to her wish because she is persistent. Now, I think there's another issue here we need to look at. And that is, notice something in there. First of all, the faith of the woman. You know, how does she address Jesus at the beginning? She says, "Lord, Son of David." Now, all the Jews who were expecting a Messiah were not calling him Son of David, because that was the messianic name. But this woman, who supposedly had no faith in God, sees him as the promised one, as the Messiah. So she has a deep faith. Now, Jesus says that his mission is only to the lost children of the house of Israel. Well, that was his immediate mission. You know, that was what he was to do first. He was to go out to the lost children of the house of Israel and try to bring them back to faith in God. But he also had a much further mission, a long-term mission. We see that at the end of Matthew's gospel when he says, "Go out and make disciples of all nations." Now, what he's seeing in this woman is she is already the beginning of that long-term mission. Yes, his short-range mission, she wasn't ready to be part of. But his long-range mission, she becomes symbolic of what is to happen. Symbolic of all nations coming to Christ Jesus, proclaiming Christ Jesus as their Messiah, their Lord, their Savior. Now, another commentary, which also I think has a lot of merit, was that this woman is a model of prayer. Notice, first of all, the depth of her faith. Notice her perseverance. She isn't discouraged by rejection, by being ignored. And then thirdly, notice her humility. She's humble enough to take a put down and still hang in there. Could she not be, for you and I, a model of prayer? Strong faith, persistence, humility. Isn't that what we are to do when we are at prayer? Now, we can learn, I think, from this lesson, something about our own prayerfulness and how we should pray. But I think there's one other thing we can learn. And that is that no one is excluded from God's love. Yeah, this woman wasn't part of the Jewish community. She wasn't part of the promise that the chosen people. But the love of Jesus reached out to her, touched her, cured her daughter. No matter who we are, no matter our race, our culture, no matter what kind of sins we may have committed in our lives, what kind of evil things we may have done, we are not beyond the scope of God's love. God loves each and every person. God wants to share life with each and every person. He calls us to faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. He calls us to believe in him, to give our lives to him, to trust him. This Canaanite woman becomes for you and I a great model of faith, a great sign of hope. She becomes for us a challenge to imitate her in her persistence and in her humility.